The VA and a Charlotte group are trying a new way to deliver mental health care to veterans. They're reuniting an entire Fort Bragg unit for treatment. Jay Price reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project.
9 years ago, Bravo Company had a tour in southern Afghanistan that was beyond hard.
We were going out on patrols and finding or hitting IEDs every single day.
Lucas Collum is a 28-year-old college student in Illinois, but then he was a young 82nd Airborne Division corporal trying to stay alive in the deadly orchards of the Argandab River Valley.
I saw a lot of my friends come back missing legs, one of my really good friends missing an arm.
He said 3 Bravo soldiers were killed and more than 50 wounded from a unit of about 110 men. Collum was wounded when a suicide bomber detonated a car packed with explosives, but he said it wasn't the explosion that gave him post-traumatic stress disorder.
Honestly, it's the stress of that deployment, because when you look back at that deployment, you can sort of see yourself sort of slipping from one extreme to another. You know, you first get there and you're there to take on the world, and then 6 months in, you're just ready for it to be over with one way or another.
After the deployment, Bravo soldiers scattered around the country, and several have killed themselves. The idea for Operation Resiliency came from Sarah Verado of the Independence Fund, a veterans advocacy group that's working with the VA on the project. Her husband, Mike, was in Bravo Company.
He's at Walter Reed right now, recovering from his 119th surgery.
The Verados have plenty of their own problems, but they kept getting terrible reminders they weren't the only ones. So many suicides that whenever she mentions one of her husband's friends, he automatically asks if the friend killed himself.
I thought, I cannot be at another funeral. This cannot be the next time they see each other.
So part of the idea of the reunion is outreach. Data shows that veterans who get VA mental health care are less likely to kill themselves. And part of it is simply getting guys back together who still need each other and who understand each other in ways no one else ever will.
My team leader, when I was in the Argandab, he lost his leg while I was gone on medical leave. I haven't seen him since. You know, you never get the chance to tell these guys. They shaped your entire life.
Bravo will reunite in April. More than a dozen other units have already asked about being next. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.